Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. Missed yesterday's show. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you back.
I was at a funeral yesterday, and we're not going to talk about the sadder side of the event yesterday. What we're going to talk about is wakes. Food at wakes is great.
I know. Unfortunately, we've had a few funerals over the past few years up in Liverpool, and I think it should be a celebration of people's lives.
Yes.
So the bit where you go to the pub or like the church hall afterwards and have a few vol-au-vents and stuff is good.
Now, something I discovered yesterday that I don't think supermarkets make a big enough deal about. Did you know that if you're going to a wake or that kind of thing that needs like industrial catering for, you can order platters of sandwiches from the supermarket and they'll make it for you and then you go and pick it up. Yesterday, I lost count of how many different types of sandwiches I ate that had all been prepared that day.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I mean, I've done some very glamorous DJing gigs in my life. The last one I did, they ordered their sandwiches from Morrison's across the road.
Really?
And the fellow went and got, it was a birthday, he went and got like loads of trays of big sarnies from there. But like, if you were really hungry with a group of friends, could you not just phone up Morrison's or whatever supermarket and go, do us a platter?
I think it's the kind of thing that you have to order a few days in advance.
Damn.
Because it's on industrial terms. Like, I ate so many yesterday. Chicken and bacon, egg and cress, salmon and cream cheese. Just going through them all day.
I like that. Even though it's awful, I like that cheese that looks like someone else has chewed it and spat it back out again for you.
That's your cream cheese,
Is that cream cheese? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The one that's like shredded cheese but with like a wet thing that you don't even know what it is. You get it in like a...
Primula.
Is that what it is?
No, that's not cream cheese, is it?
Because
Philadelphia.
It's not Philadelphia.
What's the type of cheese?
There's a lowest common denominator cheese filling that you can get at supermarkets, and it's like shredded orange cheese, but mixed in with like someone else that's wet. It's like a paste.
Oh!
But I kind of like it because it squishes together and looks like a school sandwich.
If you know what kind of cheese Bush is talking about, email us, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk, and mark your email, shredded cheese.
Get it in early, we'll get a platter.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We need to think about what our attire is going to be for the final show here at Golden Square. As you heard us announce a week or so back, we're starting to make our preparations for how we commemorate our time here. And we had the idea for the Home Time show to commemorate our time broadcasting in Golden Square before we move to brand new studios for Absolute Radio to mark it with a blue plaque outside.
You know one of them plaques that you see when you're walking around towns and stuff like, I don't know, let's think of someone. Charles Dickens wrote a book here or whatever.
Yeah, Brunel, like, designed a train track here.
Something like that. Yeah. And, so much has gone on in these four walls. We ran a little phoner on it, I think, last week on the show, and you guys came up with probably 20% worth of stuff we could use, 80% just pointing out stuff we'd rather forget in the history of this show and this radio station.
But thankfully, out of some of the things that you did suggest that were broadcastable and just, you know, the kind of way that you phrase things and all that kind of stuff, we were, and we're very excited to announce this, we were able today to place an order for a blue plaque to commemorate our time here.
It has been ordered. Richie and I, with our glasses on the end of our noses, on a word processor and on the phone at the same time. Are we telling them what phrase and wording we've gone for?
We'll let you know the wording right now. It is emotional because when you say it like this, this is what's going to be outside the building, and it's a wonderful moment.
But we've boiled it down to a phrase that really kind of means a hell of a lot to us.
It's going to say this. This was the first home of Absolute Radio, which broadcast here between 2008 and 2024, where real music mattered.
And it did matter.
Yeah.
And it will continue to matter.
Exactly.
I did that bit like girls do where you fan the corner of your eyelids. Stops it from crying, doesn't it?
It does.
That's quite an emotional state. There's a lot in that. And I think if anyone walks by, go on, you know, say a couple of Spanish tourists in the centre of London, they'd be like, well, I can't do the Spanish.
They're emotional DJs, aren't they?
They obviously were well into their music, whatever the Spanish for that is.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
For me, I'll start us off, 2 kilograms of fertiliser is what I've placed an order for.
What's going on there? You're trying to bring down the Houses of Parliament or something?
No. It's garden season, isn't it?
Do you feel... Is it weird, though, like, because of obviously stuff happening in the past, I feel like you can't buy hydrogen peroxide anymore without people putting your name on a list.
Yes.
Same with fertiliser. You feel like you're on a list. Hope you didn't buy it with a baseball cap on. Otherwise, you've been quids in going on a list.
I already said 10 minutes ago, I can't wear baseball caps.
That's a very good point.
But no, two kilograms of fertiliser is going to get spread over the lawn later on today. It's a good time to start feeding your lawns for spring, may I say.
I say it's all clear with moles and stuff like that now. There's been no moles recently.
Not seen moles for a while, but once that fertiliser goes down, the moles will be be interested again because they'll like my succulent soil.
Lovely. For me, I've just bought... This is a bit of a gadget that was kind of thrust in front of me on Instagram. I try to avoid buying stuff that you see on Instagram, but they obviously target you for certain adverts. I'm finding it so difficult to carry my our two-year-old around at the moment because she's getting really heavy. Shouldn't really be carried, to be honest with you, but she ruins my back on a daily basis. So they've invented this thing that looks like a sling. That, you know, like if you were to have a bag over your hip.
Yeah.
But it's just the bag bit's actually just a seat to carry her in.
All right.
Whilst you're walking around. Now, we're going on holiday in a few weeks, and that's when I end up carrying around the most, like airports and stuff like that. So it's like a side-carrying sling thing for kids.
I'm not big. You know me. I'm not a tall gentleman. Do you want to try it out if you bring it in tomorrow and see if you and I could do it?
Oh, yeah, we could dress you in a sailor's outfit and say you're a little monkey. What about that?
Let's do that.
Mark, who's returning from Heathrow to Wakefield, says, I've just ordered a keyring bottle opener for my son as he broke his last one and tried to open a bottle on top of a wall and end up drinking from a deadly broken bottle.
Oh.
What is going on tonight on this show? What's that all about?
John's ordered a new grill for a car because of some pesky pheasants, he said.
Can we have some, like, you know, a little bit more fun knockabout ones, please?
A bit grisly, these.
They're a little bit grisly. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, what have you ordered?
500 googly eyes. Self-adhesive googly eyes.
Please explain what you do for a job, Joe. Hopefully you're not a councillor or someone, a member of parliament, something like that.
No, I'm a primary school teacher, which explains the need for 500 googly eyes.
Now, I don't know what a good price would be for 500 googly eyes. I'm wondering.
Well, I'm considering I got a bargain at £3.99.
That's really good, isn't it? Do you know what, I've got these things. I know they're like fun and knockabout, but our girls have got like a box of them at home, and they stick them all over the house. We've got them all over the table, all over the couch. I walked halfway to the school run 2 days ago, and my middle daughter pointed out to me that they'd stuck, the youngest one had stuck googly eyes to my backside. So loads of traffic in Leon Seagull have been going past me with these things on my bum.
Great. I'm a great one for sticking them on light switches, kettles, things like that. But not for this one. These are going on to pom-pom Easter bunnies.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually sat surrounded by wool, finishing off pom-poms, ready for the children to finish them tomorrow. So.
Well, brilliant teacher. Wish I had a teacher like that. When we were kids. Good on you.
And check your backside.
Do you remember making pom-poms at school?
No, never did pom-poms.
No.
You must be too young.
Well, we went to school during the 1800s, so it was mainly just penny farthings and the cane.
Fabulous. All right, well, I'll get back to my pom-poms then.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
On a miserable old Tuesday afternoon, hope the weather is better than this on Easter Bank Holiday Monday, because I'm doing the indie disco all day at 9 a.m. right the way through till 7 p.m. Normally, I'm playing great indie songs, and you guys are sat outside of Yates's Wine Lodge, 5 or 6 pints in.
I mean, you'll be all right in here. It's nice and winterproof and all that kind of thing.
But I want to be kind of like, you know, sending those great songs out to people who are like, you know, they're doing that thing where you chuck a rugby ball too close to other people who are just trying to relax in a park. Something like that.
Let us know what you've ordered over the last 24 hours. We placed an order for our blue plaque that's going to go up and commemorate our time here at Golden Square. Reedy's on the Wirral saying, this morning while sitting on the toilet, I ordered a back scratcher for a colleague to stop her using the door frame in the office to scratch her back.
Was she a cat?
I don't know.
Do you think that freaks me out about back scratches? I don't mind like just a stick, but when it's got a tiny little hand, that absolutely freaks me out. And then John in Nottingham says he's just ordered a kimono so he can wear it whilst he watches Shogun, which is the programme everybody's talking at the moment. So you were off yesterday. It was probably good that you were off because it was a madhouse in this place. I think you dodged the bullet, to be honest with you. There was lots of stuff going on, lots of stuff happening, people running around. The lovely Tim Burgess from Tim's Listening Party, front man of the Charlatans, absolute legend, and Tim's Listening Party is back to a Sunday night on Absolute Radio very, very soon. He was in to interview Pete and Carl from the Libertines.
Oh, amazing.
What a combo that is, though. Yeah. Pete Doherty, Carl Barrett, Tim Burgess, all in one room.
Wow.
But they were running late. Pete and Carl were stuck in traffic coming from Margate, where they'd done like a session and stuff like that as well. So I think they were like an hour and a half late. So poor old Tim Burgess was sitting around. This was one of those weird pinch yourself moments about this building, about this radio station, that Tim Burgess from the Charlatans is playing Candy Crush on his phone, waiting for for Pete Doherty to get out of traffic. So I thought, well, I'll go and get some coffee. So
nice thing to do.
A nice thing to do. We're all waiting around together. And I asked him what he wanted. And he said, can I tell you my coffee order is quite specific? And he said, essentially, and I won't do the accent, he doesn't need to hear that. he said, can you have an Americano, but two-thirds full, leaving enough room for some pouring cream.
Wow.
Pouring cream. Now, up until this point, the only person I know in the world that has pouring cream in their coffee is my mum. It's either that or Coffee Mate. You know, the old powder you'd have in an Anderson shelter.
And you wouldn't have, with all due respect to your mum, you wouldn't have necessarily clustered her in the same group as Tim from The Charlatans.
They obviously operate in similar circles. Who knows? But so I thought, I'll have one of them as well. Since I've never heard of that before.
Why would you not? You love The Charlatans. Obviously, who's not going to love and respect their mother if those two figureheads have pouring cream in their coffee? Why would you not try it?
This is it. And the man knows his coffee, Tim, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean? So I gave it a go. It's an absolute game changer. This will be my new coffee order from this point on. And it does raise the issue. I think maybe adding cream makes everything better. I can't think of anything that is worse from adding cream.
I would fully suggest that you need to add more cream to your life, because I add cream to my scrambled eggs.
Really?
Yes.
I've never even... What kind of cream? What cream are you putting in there?
Single cream.
And what, just mix it in with it and it kind of... What does it do to it, would you say?
Thickens it up.
Wonder if Tim does that as well.
Bolsters it up.
He must do that.
Yeah, you can't get him back on now.
I would have to call him up.
Just to ask if he creams his scrambled eggs.
Probably not a question I want to put in a text message, to be honest with you. But... come on, careful, otherwise he won't come back on for the listening party. So look, I think we've hit upon something here, that cream makes things better.
Yes, it does, yes.
So with great trepidation, we'd like to ask you if you add cream to anything and it is better as a result.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So on the recommendation of our esteemed Absolute Radio colleague, Tim Burgess, frontman of the Charlatans, the man behind Tim's listening party on Sunday nights here on this radio station, I had an Americano with pouring cream yesterday and it's a game changer. We're just saying, get in touch with us if you add cream to stuff where cream doesn't normally go and it makes it better.
This is incredible from Karen in Wiltshire. Cream on my crunchy nut cornflakes.
That's next level, that. Isn't that how Elvis died?
It's going to work, though, isn't it? That's amazing.
Nicholas says, isn't that basically an Irish coffee without the whiskey? It is. I might even do the thing, like, because people used to always order that right at the end of a long shift when I was a waiter. You've got to do the thing where you pour it on the back of the spoon.
Yeah.
And then, in terms of balance, a carbonara is worse if you add cream. Traditionally, it should just be egg, cheese and pepper.
This is true.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Richie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute Radio
90s. So to celebrate the fact that you can choose the era of music that goes with our bang average patter, we do this thing called Sound of the Decades. Up for grabs, a hometime show, DAB Digital Radio, which is an amazing thing. But all you got to do is guess what this sound is from the 1990s. What is that?
Trying to identify it tonight is Maudy. How are you, Maudy?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, you're good. Where are you, Maudy, and what have you been up to?
I've been in Wiltshire. I'm down in sunny Pembrokeshire on my way home.
Brilliant. That sounds good. So it's sunny where you are at the moment, right?
It is, which is a pleasant surprise because it was horrible this morning.
It is. It's horrible here right now.
We've had the Pembrokeshire weather, haven't we?
That's what it is. You've passed it over to us.
Now, Maudy, there's choice for this home time show. Which of all the Absolute Radio stations do you like to enjoy home time with?
I enjoy the main station, Absolute Radio Original.
Oh, that's a new one.
There we go.
Add that one to the list. I mean, this is about the 90s. This is, a sound from the 1990s, Absolute Radio 90s, that kind of thing. What were you up to in the 90s?
I was doing my GCSEs and A-levels.
Yes.
Seems like ages ago now.
Our generation, Maudy.
I was at university during the 90s.
Yeah, but you must have been doing A-levels as well.
I was before that, but I finished uni in like 1997. It's getting further and further back. It really is. Some of my university photos are sepia tinted.
Right, let's see if you're going to add a signed Hometime Digital Radio to your collection. Not a collection of radios, but just your possessions.
Yeah, your possessions.
Don't know what I'm trying to say. Maudy, let's take a guess. What is this? Sound of the Decades from the 90s.
I think it's a personal coffee grinder for grinding up coffee beans to make your own filter coffee.
Okay, was this a big thing in the 90s? I guess it was.
It was certainly before we had the, like, bean-to-cup machines we've got today, where you can do it yourself in the whole thing. You used to get these little jobs that you could put, like, a couple of spoons of coffee beans in and grind them ready to make a cup. Right. I think it's one of them.
I feel like that 90s was the decade of coffee. When you think about Friends and, you know, Central Perk and all that kind of thing.
Yes, sitting around the coffee shop waiting for... Is it Gunter to do this?
That's right.
Yeah.
There he is. How sure are you, Maudie?
Ooh, about 80%-ish.
Pretty sure.
Confident. Let's find out.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
Sorry about that. You may have the weather, but you don't have the moral high ground.
No, seems that way.
Or the signed Home Time Digital Radio. Sorry about that.
Sadly, but lovely to speak to you and pass on our best to the people of Pembrokeshire.
Will do. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Sound of the Decades returns from the 90s tomorrow.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Providing you with the opportunity right now to develop the fantastic ideas that you have had in our business battleground. We've seen programmes on television where people with fantastic new inventions for businesses get all sorts of funding. You're never going to get that with your idea. I don't want to downplay it, but we can certainly give you that little bit of encouragement and time in the sunshine.
And yeah, one thing we definitely can't give you, though, is funding. Hey, but a big thank you. We only launched this last week. Do you remember we had Tom, listener Tom, on with his fantastic idea about a thing that you all cheers in the middle of the table rather than reaching over and spilling your drinks, called the mutual clinker. Have a little listen. This was Tom last week.
It solves the problem of having a sort of a drunken octopus when you're proposing a toast to a group of a number of people.
It's a really good point, because sometimes when you do cheers people, it gets really embarrassing, and you're like, oh, sorry, have I done that? Or, you know, have you put your glass against that person's?
Because you've got to do everyone, because otherwise it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Somebody always gets forgotten. It takes a long time. So the mutual clinker is solves that problem by being an object in the middle of the table that everyone can carefully clink all at once.
Anyway, because he's an illustrator, he's only gone and illustrated our conversation.
It's amazing.
It's brilliant. He's done all the pictures. He's given me no chin. I look like Gail from Coronation Street. But if you have a little look on our socials at Absolute Radio, it's there in its full glory.
What about a walk-nav? This was an idea that I thought about earlier today. Walk-nav. You know,
walk-nav.
Walk-nav. This is for negotiating your way around cities. Maybe something that would use if you're on holiday for tourists. Basically, your walk-nav, you'll be able to put in where you are, where you're going to, and the walk-nav would give you a route that isn't one that is populated by lots of people blocking your way.
Oh, I see what you mean, because up until you said that bit, I was thinking, OK, this appears to just be the map icon on most people's phones.
Yeah, which exists already, but that doesn't take into account pedestrian traffic, does it?
That's a good point. You know, like, wait, if you're on Waze, you can see other Wazers, other people are using the app, and there's like a little kind of cartoon character thing floating around.
Yeah.
What if, like, it was walking around, as you walk around, it was recording the slow speed, so we know who the slow people are. Maybe let's just say, for example's sake, they're like pigs. Faces of pigs.
Yes.
Floating pigs.
Exactly.
You'd know to avoid the kind of slower moving ones on the map because you can see them in front of you.
I don't want to tread too much on Waze's territory here, but yeah, you could also report slow-moving tourists as you're walking past. There's a big group here. They're looking to queue to get in that Madame Tussauds or whatever. Or, let's report them.
Yeah, tell you, or two Italian tourists who've just stopped right in the middle of the road because they want to check if their selfie stick's working.
Report them.
Now, so I was saying, you remember I said before that my dad feels like he invented vision in vision TV. Mm-hmm. He had the idea for ages ago. And this will chime with people who've invented something and then it's gone down the line. You've not done anything about it and it's been invented. So you feel like we should learn from that in our family. If you've got an invention ticking over, you know, somewhere in your family, get it out there.
Do it.
Before someone else invents it. And my mum has always done something with her socks that I've always been incredibly impressed with. And no one else in the world does this. My mum loves wearing flip-flops indoors.
Right.
Okay, but in the winter, her feet get cold. Okay. So what she does is cut the toes off the ends of her socks so that she can keep her feet warm in a sock-like style while still wearing flip-flops. Why is that not a thing? Do you know what I mean?
How far into the sock does she cut off? Because surely there's the chance that her foot will just ram right through the end of it.
Well, she takes, I would say, the entire toe section off.
Right.
So they can still, you know, slide in a flip-flop.
Yeah.
The flop or flip bit of it.
Yeah.
But she's got kind of like ninja feet because the rest of it's all covered up by socks.
That's amazing.
There's no name for it just yet. She's called Geraldine. Maybe it could be called a Geraldine Bush. But there's an invention for you right there.
The flip-flop sock.
Yes.
I mean, I've not done much with it, but...
Like you say, no funding for it, but it's out there.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Joanna, tell us, what's your business?
It's the food bra.
Food bra.
Right.
Yes, so...
Isn't this called shoplifting, Joanna, just very quickly?
No, you've got me all wrong. So a few years ago, I broke my leg on crutches. You go into the kitchen, you want a cup of tea, you want a sandwich, you make it in the kitchen. But I lived in a Victorian terrace and my kitchen was nowhere near my dining room. So I couldn't carry my food anywhere.
Oh, because you're on crutches.
You're on crutches, right? Yeah. You've got no free hand. So what you need is one of those trays that you have in the cinema, you know, they used to sell ice creams on.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like that. So it fastens round your chest and over your shoulders. It's got moulded plastic plates, bowls, cups with lids.
Yeah.
So you pop all your food in there, you pop your lids on, all nice and secure, and then you hobble, you've strapped it on, you hobble back to your dining room.
This is unbelievable. I mean, we're both big fans of the knee-mounted, pillow-backed TV food tray,
yes,
but this takes it to the next level. Like, so could fellas wear this as well? You could have a food bra on, be watching yourself, like, ready-salted crisps or peanuts there.
Anything you want. And I think perhaps the food bra bit throws you off the name, so maybe that's not the appropriate
doesn't
name
throw me off but... I'm involved. Sign me up, this is great.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you not just reinvented though the tray?
Well, maybe so, but you can't carry a tray on crutches. You have to be able to attach it to your body.
I reckon the next level with this is you got the tray there, you've eaten your snacks or whatever whilst you watch TV, and then you just dust it down, fold it back up, Madonna's bra, off you go.
Yeah. What about those that are really lazy and they don't even want to like get their hands down into the food bra? You got your push up food bra, so the food is even closer to your mouth.
Hello, boys, could be the slogan for it. What about that?
Well, you've taken it to the next level. It's excellent.
That's the workshopping on the business battleground, Joanna. Well done.
Well, I'm really glad you like it. Excellent news.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Just going back to the beginning of the episode before we wind things up for today. You sure you're not going about coleslaw?
No, it's not coleslaw. I genuinely don't know what I've been eating. You're feeding me anything.
You're so fussy on some things, but then on other stuff, you'll stick anything down your mouth.
But thank you very much. I'll put that on LinkedIn. I put that on my ad. Just as an aside, I mean, you're right, I'm very careful about what I eat. If this is true and we don't know what this is, I've been eating an unidentified spread for 5 years.